Lightning quick, he lunged with his own spear and hit Aeneas's friend, Deucoin, Pergasus's son, spear-fighter, a man the Trojans honored as they did their princes, knowing him prompt to join the battle line. His shield, hit hard by Agamemnon's thrust, could not withstand the spearhead, but the point drove through his belt low down and crumpled him with clang of arms upon him. Aeneas now, for his part, killed two champions of the Danaans, Orsilochus and Crethon, sons of Diocles, who owned estates in Phera, being descended from that river that runs broad through the Pylian land, Alpheus. Alpheus fathered Lord Otilochus, powerful over many men, and he in his turn fathered gallant Diocles, whose sons were twins, Orsilochus and Crethon, skillful at every kind of fight. Still fresh in manhood, they embarked in the black ships for the wild horse country of Ilion, to gain vengeance for the Atreidae, Agamemnon and Menelaus. Here, death hid them both. Imagine two young lions, reared by a mother lioness in undergrowth of a deep mountain forest, twins who prey on herds and flocks, despoiling farms, till one day they too are torn to pieces, both at once, by sharp spears in the hands of men. So these went down before the weapons of Aeneas, falling like lofty pines before an axe. Pitying the two men fallen, Menelaus came up, formidable in glittering bronze with menacing spear, for Ares urged him on to see him conquered at Aeneas's hands. But Nestor's watchful son, Antilochus, advanced to join him, anxious for his captain, fearing his loss and failure of their cause. The two champions, with weapons tilted up, had faced each other when Antilochus moved in, shoulder to shoulder with Menelaus. And agile fighter though he was, Aeneas shunned the combat, measuring this pair. On his retreat they pulled away the dead unlucky twins, and passed them to the rear, then turned again to battle. First they killed a captain of Paphlagonians, Pylaemenes, burly as Ares. Menelaus it was who hit him with a spear thrust, pierced him through just at the collarbone. Antilochus knocked out his driver, Atymnius's noble son called Mydon. As the man wheeled his horses, a boulder smashed his elbow. In the dust his reins, inset with ivory, curled out, as with drawn sword Antilochus leaped on him and gashed his forehead. Gasping, down he went head first, pitching from his ornate car into a sandbank, so his luck would have it, to stay embedded till his trampling horses rolled him farther in the dust. Antilochus lashed at them and consigned them to the rear.
This ends Disc 3.